concurso trimestral de Vaughan.
No excuses.
Welcome to Vaughan Systems No Excuses Radio, and let's get straight to work. We're here with Sylvia and Ainara. I got your name right for once.
Yes.
Ask her if she got a haircut yesterday.
Did you get a haircut yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Ask her if she got a haircut recently.
Did you? Did you get a haircut recently?
No, I didn't.
She changed her hair recently.
Did you change your hair recently? Recently.
Good.
Yes, I did.
Ask Sylvia if she changed her hair recently.
Did you change your hair recently?
No, pronounce the T in recently.
Did you change your hair recently?
No, I didn't.
All right. Okay, very good. Now, let's do some quick work questions with comparatives. I'll ask you for a long answer. So, for example, if I say, are cats dirtier than pigs? I want you to say, no, cats aren't dirtier than pigs. Are cats dirtier than pigs?
No, cats aren't dirtier.
Aren't.
No, cats aren't dirtier.
Dirtier.
Dirtier than pigs.
Good. Now, repeat that.
No, cats aren't dirtier than pigs.
Make a harder D in dirtier.
No, cats aren't dirtier than pigs.
Very good. Is a tennis ball bigger than a football?
Is a tennis ball...
bigger than...
bigger. No, a tennis ball isn't bigger than a football.
Good. Is water colder than ice?
No, water isn't as colder as ice.
No, water isn't colder as water isn't colder than ice.
And again.
No, water isn't colder than ice.
No, water isn't colder than ice.
What's ice?
Yellow.
Yes.
No, water isn't colder than ice.
Good. Is a snake slower than an ant?
No, a snail isn't...
A snake isn't as slow. Now, listen carefully to the question. Is a snake slower than an ant?
Lower.
No, a snake isn't slower than an ant.
No, a snake isn't as a snake isn't slower than an ant.
How do you say slower in Spanish?
Más lento.
Yes.
No, a snake isn't slower than an ant.
Again.
Not as.
No.
No, a snake. Isn't as slow. No, a snake isn't lower than an ant.
You're saying más bajo, más lento, slower, slower.
No, a snake isn't slower than an ant.
Is a meter longer than a kilometer?
No, a meter isn't longer than a kilometer.
Very good. Is Liechtenstein bigger than Germany?
No, Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein isn't bigger than Germany.
Very good. Is a toddler taller than an adult? What's a toddler?
A child
of about 2 years old. What does the verb to toddle mean? It means to walk unsteadily. How do you say to walk unsteadily in Spanish?
Pues andar muy desequilibradamente.
Yeah, so the way that a child walks, it toddles. A very small child who's just learning to walk is called a toddler. So it was between the ages of, say, 1.5 and 2.5, the child is a toddler. So is a toddler, T-O-D-D-L-E, or is a toddler taller than an adult?
No, a toddler isn't taller than an adult.
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 Is an elephant taller than a giraffe?
No, an elephant is taller, isn't taller than a giraffe.
Very good. Is a salt shaker taller than a wine bottle?
No, a salt shaker is...
She.
No, a salt shaker isn't taller. No. Is it taller than a water bottle?
Wine bottle.
Wine bottle.
Again.
No, a salt shaker isn't taller than a wine bottle.
One more time.
No, a salt shaker isn't taller than a wine bottle.
Okay, switch simple translation list and speed things up. ¿Qué estás haciendo?
What are you doing?
¿Con qué frecuencia haces eso?
How often do you do it that? How often do you do that?
Good. ¿Entiendes por qué le estoy buscando?
Do you understand why I'm looking for him?
Good, now pronounce the D and understand.
Do you understand why I'm looking for him?
Siempre le estás buscando.
Question.
Affirmative.
You are always looking for him.
Good. Es porque siempre necesito encontrarle.
It's because I always need to find him.
Very good. Who was the Scarlet Pimpernel?
La Escarlata Pimpinela.
Yeah. Okay, so they seek him here, they seek him there, they seek him everywhere.
Ah.
Es porque siempre necesito encontrarle. Again.
It's because I always need to find him.
Good. Find him.
Find him.
Good. ¿Qué es lo que necesita tu hermano?
What does your brother need?
No estoy hablando contigo.
I'm not talking to you.
¿Qué te pasa?
What happens to you? No. What's
the matter with you?
Very good.
What's the matter with you?
Very good. Todo el mundo quiere saber por qué.
Everyone wants to know why.
Very good. Es una reacción normal.
It's a normal reaction.
Very good. ¿Qué crees que va a pasar?
What do you think it is going to happen?
Careful.
What do you... ¿Qué crees?
Yes.
What do you think it's... What do
you're
you
you're
think,
doubling the subject there.
What do you think is going to happen?
Good. And pronounce the K and think.
What do you think is going to happen?
Very good. No va a pasar nada.
Nobody's going to happen. Oh.
No va a pasar nada.
It's not going to happen.
Now, how
nothing,
do you say
nothing yeah. is going to happen.
Good. No me des problemas.
Don't give me problems.
Say it again.
Don't give me problems.
Good. ¿Qué quieres decir?
What do you mean?
Good. ¿Por qué me estás mirando?
Why are you looking at me?
Again.
Why are you looking at me?
Very good. ¿Crees que él va a venir?
Do you think that he's going to come?
No sé qué creer.
I don't know what to think.
Good. ¿Por qué no nos lo piden?
Why don't they ask us for it?
Good again.
Why don't they ask us for it?
Very good. Nunca piden cosas a la gente.
They never ask things to people. They never ask people things. They never ask
gente
people for things. They never ask people for things. For things.
Slow down a little bit. Grammar is fine. Pronunciation is a little strange.
They never ask people for things.
Very good. Things.
Things. Things.
Almost, yeah. Siempre piden vino primero.
They always ask wine.
No.
They always first...
What's the word you use in a restaurant to get food and drink?
They always order wine first.
Again.
They always order wine first.
Try to make the D harder. Close your teeth. Order. Order.
They always order wine first.
So you close your teeth and you pull your tongue back.
Mm-hmm. They always order wine first.
Better. No tengo nada.
I don't have anything.
Tengo todo.
I have everything.
Ese es el que se rompa fácilmente.
That's the one that breaks easily.
Very good. Again.
That's the one that breaks easily.
Very good. No funciona.
It doesn't work.
Pronounce the T and doesn't.
It doesn't work.
Stronger with the T and doesn't.
It doesn't work.
Good. Estas cosas nunca funcionan.
These things never work.
Funcionan si las tratas bien.
They work if you treat them well.
Very good. Let's do it again. ¿Qué estás faster? ¿Qué estás haciendo?
What are you doing?
¿Con qué frecuencia haces eso?
How often do you do that?
¿Entiendes por qué le estoy buscando?
Do you understand why I am looking for him?
Good contract.
Do you understand why I'm looking for him?
Pronounce the D and understand.
Do you understand why I'm looking for him?
No, I'm, not am, I'm.
Do you understand why I'm looking for him?
Siempre le estás buscando.
You are always looking for him.
Contract.
You're always looking for him.
Es porque siempre necesito encontrarle.
It's because I always need to look for him.
Encontrarle.
It's because I always need to find him.
Again.
It's because I always need to find him.
Good. ¿Qué es lo que necesita tu hermano?
What does your brother need?
Good again.
What does your brother need?
No estoy hablando contigo.
I'm not talking to you.
¿Qué te pasa?
What's the matter with you?
Todo el mundo quiere saber por qué.
Everybody wants to know why.
Es una reacción normal.
It's a normal reaction.
¿Qué crees que va a pasar?
What do you think is going to happen?
No va a pasar nada.
Nothing is going to happen.
No me des problemas.
Don't give problems to me.
Okay.
Don't give me any problems.
Don't give me any problems. A verb that you frequently use with problems. How do you say causar?
Oh, cause.
Yeah.
Cause. Don't cause any problems to
don't
me.
Cause.
Don't cause to me any problems.
No, not to.
Don't cause problems to me. Don't cause me any problem.
Don't cause me problems.
Don't cause me problems.
Good. ¿Qué quieres decir?
What do you mean?
¿Por qué me estás mirando?
Why are you looking at me?
¿Cree que va a venir?
Do you think he's going to come in? Uy. Do you think he's going to come?
Uy. No sé qué creer.
I don't know what to believe. Okay. I don't know what to think.
Good, good. ¿Por qué no nos lo piden?
Why don't they ask us for it?
Very good. Nunca piden cosas a la gente.
They never ask people for things.
Good. Siempre piden vino primero.
They always order wine first.
Good. No tengo nada.
I have nothing.
Good. Or?
I don't have anything.
Tengo todo.
I have everything.
Very good. Es el que se rompe fácilmente.
It's the one that breaks.
Ese. Sorry, my mistake. Ese es.
That's the one that breaks easily.
No funciona.
It doesn't work.
Estas cosas nunca funcionan.
These things never work.
Funcionan si las tratas bien.
They work if you treat them well.
Good. Pronounce them with the M.
They work if you treat them well.
No me des problemas.
Don't cause me problems.
Very good, very good. Okay, let's go back to the earlier exercise. Are cats dirtier than pigs?
No, cats aren't dirtier.
Okay, for dirt.
No, cats are dirtier.
Aren't
dirtier than pigs.
Very good. Is a tennis ball bigger than a football? Well, no, actually, apparently. The reason pigs are dirty is because they roll in the mud to reduce their body temperature. Apparently, they're not actually dirty animals. Is a tennis ball bigger than a football?
No, a tennis ball isn't bigger than a football.
Ask me if I like pigs.
Do you like pigs?
Yes, I do. Ask me if they're intelligent animals.
Are they intelligent animals?
They're very intelligent animals. Ask me if I like eating them.
Do you like eating them?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Is water colder than ice?
No, water isn't colder than ice.
Is a snake slower than an ant?
No, a snake isn't slower than an ant.
What's an ant in Spanish?
Hormiga.
Very good. Where do ants live?
They live under soil, under the ground.
But what do you call the little
ant hole? Hole ant.
Ant hills.
Ant hills.
Yeah, very good. Is a meter longer than a kilometer?
No, a meter isn't longer than a kilometer.
Is Liechtenstein bigger than Germany?
No, Liechtenstein isn't bigger than Germany.
Very good. Are people from Liechtenstein allowed to work in the European Union?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Liechtenstein, Iceland, Norway, and Switzerland can work in the European Union and vice versa. Yeah. Is a toddler taller than an adult?
No, a toddler isn't.
Toddler.
No, a toddler isn't taller than an adult.
How do you say toddler in Spanish?
We don't have a specific name.
Okay, like a two-year-old child or so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is an elephant taller than a giraffe?
No, an elephant isn't taller than a giraffe.
Is a salt shaker taller than a wine bottle?
No, a shaken...
Salt shaker.
A salt shaker...
Salt shaker.
A salt shaker isn't taller than a wine bottle.
Very good. Is Michael Jordan shorter than Danny DeVito?
No, Michael Jordan isn't shorter than Danny DeVito.
Is an ant bigger than a tarantula?
No, an ant isn't bigger than a tarantula.
Very good. Ask me what my favorite insect is.
What's your favorite insect?
Ants. I like ants.
Ants.
Yeah. Is your husband taller than you?
Yes, he's taller than me.
Very good. Ask her if she has any brothers and sisters.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No, I don't.
Ask her if her parents are tall.
Are your parents tall?
Are your
parents tall?
Yes, they are.
No, say it again.
Parents.
The whole sentence. Are your?
Are your parents tall? Taller than you?
No, tall.
Ah, claro. Are your parents tall than you?
Are your parents tall? Are your parents tall?
Ah, are your parents tall?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Very good. Ask her if her mother is taller than her father.
Is your mother taller than your father?
No, she isn't.
Ask her if her cousins are tall.
Are your cousins... Are your cousins tall?
Some of them are tall.
Ask her if people from the north of Spain are taller than people from the south of Spain.
Are people from the north of Spain taller than people from the south of Spain?
The south of Spain.
The south of Spain?
Yes, they are.
Very good. Okay. Is a river shorter than a stream?
No, a river isn't shorter than a stream.
How do you say stream in Spanish?
Corriente. Una corriente.
Okay, or arroyo you also say, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is a snake shorter than a worm?
No, a snake isn't shorter than a worm.
What's a worm in Spanish?
Gusano.
Is a finger longer than an arm?
No, a finger isn't longer than an arm.
Is a sausage longer than a croquette?
Yes. A sausage is longer than a croquette.
How do you say croquette in Spanish?
Croqueta.
Yeah, or concreta, some people say.
Yes.
Ask me if I like croquetas.
Do you like croquetas?
I love them, yeah. Is a loaf of bread thinner than a baguette?
Yes, a loaf of...
No, sorry, no, my mistake.
No, no, a loaf of bread isn't thinner than a baguette.
How do you say a loaf of bread?
Una hoja de pan.
Yeah, and a baguette?
Baguette.
Yeah. Is maths easier than P.E.?
Yes, for me. Well, no, maths isn't as easier.
Oh, careful, listen carefully to the question. Is maths easier than PE? I want you to use a comparative.
Yes, math is easier than PE.
What's PE in Spanish?
PE means
physical education.
Physical education.
And then shortened to PE, or something called gym class in the States. I think they say gym class. Okay. We'll come back to this and we'll do a little bit of vocabulary in the meantime. Now, this is a difficult list, but you can do it. Último.
Rip-off.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. How do you spell rip?
R-I-P.
Very good. And what does R-I-P stand for? If you have R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Requisat in pace. Yeah. Balorathion. And the word begins with A.
No.
What's the first A letter?
A. A-P-P? Appraisal.
Appraisal.
Appraisal. Very good. Guarda espaldas.
Bodyguard.
Very good. Hormigón.
Concrete.
Concrete.
Very good. Hormiguero.
Ant hill.
Very good. Very good. Callejón sin salida.
End street.
How do you say muerto?
Dead street. No, dead road. No.
How do you say fin?
Dead end.
Dead end.
Dead end.
And you'll also see in, especially Britain and Ireland, cul-de-sac. We use some French words. Cul-de-sac, same thing. Dead end. You'll see it on a sign, cul-de-sac. Borde, as in?
Edge.
Very good. What's the name of the lead guitarist from U2?
The lead guitarist?
Edge.
The Edge, yeah, very good. Solo mio, in American English.
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon. Yeah, very good. In American English, they say filet mignon. Ajetreado.
Oh.
It begins with H.
Is
H.
it? No.
Hectic.
Like this, you go headed.
Hectic. No, you must pronounce heck.
Het.
Like, here you have the name Hector. So the first syllable with pronouncing the H. Heck.
Hectic.
Perfect.
Hectic.
Good. Impuesto sobre la renta.
Return tax.
No, impuesto.
Tax return.
Impuesto, what tax. You pay. What you pay every month.
Taxes.
Income tax.
Income tax,
yes. Very good. Probabilidad, the word beginning with L.
Likelihood.
Good. Tonterías. How do you say sentido?
Sense.
Yes.
Nonsense.
Very good. Rentable.
Profitable.
Yep. Enseguida.
Promptly.
Okay, fine. Now,
Right away.
Good. Hasta la vista.
See you long.
American English? So long.
Ay, so long.
Yeah. Soberbio. Excelente.
Superno.
Terrific.
No, how do you say super?
Superb.
How do you say sopa?
Soup.
Herb. Yeah.
Superb.
How do you say sopa hierba with American pronunciation?
Superb.
La peste.
And the
plaga.
The plague. Very good. Adjudicar o premiar. With the Oscars.
To award.
Good. Contar con. Literal translation. More or less.
To count with.
To count on.
Always on. Yeah. Ceder o rendirse using a phrasal verb. Careful of the microphone.
To give away.
To give in.
Very good. Sobreestimar.
Overestimate.
Good. And the opposite?
Underestimate.
Very good. Asentar la cabeza.
To settle the head.
To settle?
The head.
No, to settle.
To settle on.
Over.
What's the opposite of up?
What's the opposite of up?
Down.
To settle down.
Good. Mantener o apoyar.
To support.
Desenvolver.
To disrupt.
No. How do you say envolver?
Wrap.
And desenvolver.
And wrap.
Wrap.
And wrap.
Yeah, very good. Valioso.
Valuable.
Good. Sensible.
Sensitive.
Very good. Let's do that again fast. Último.
Rip-off.
Now use último.
A rip-off.
Valoración.
Appraisal.
Guardaespaldas.
Backguard. Bodyguard.
Bodyguard. We had a famous film called The Bodyguard.
El guardaespaldas.
And who were the stars?
Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
Good. Who wrote the song? Dolly Parton wrote the song, actually. Yeah. Hormigón.
Concrete.
Hormiguero.
Hilland. Anthill.
Callejón sin salida.
Dead end.
And in British and Irish English?
Cul-de-sac.
Borde, as in?
Hedge.
Edge. Solo mío in American English?
Filet mignon.
Ajetreado.
Hectic.
Now how do you say Hector in English?
We say
Hector.
Hector.
So the first syllable, heck.
Heck.
Tick. Tick. Yeah, like tic-tac. Hectic.
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 Good. Say it.
Hectic.
Hectic.
Good. Impuesto sobre la renta.
Income tax.
Probabilidad.
Likelihood.
Good. Tonterías.
Nonsense.
Rentable.
Profitable.
Very good. Now, declaración de la renta.
Tax return.
Yes. Impuesto sobre la renta.
Income tax.
Good. Enseguida.
Right now.
Okay, all right.
Right away.
Very good. Hasta la vista in American English.
So long.
Good. Soberbio o excelente.
Superb.
But with a B.
Superb.
Yes. If there's a car called Superb.
Is there a car called Superb?
Yes.
Superb. Oy. Superb.
You must say Superb.
Superb.
Good. Ask me if there's a car called Superb.
Is there a car called Superb?
Yes, there is. Ask me who makes it.
Who did it? Who make it?
Who makes it?
Who makes it?
Skoda. Skoda. La peste.
The plague.
Good. Adjudicar o premiar.
To award.
Contar con.
To count on.
Very good. Say it again.
To count on. To count on.
Yes. Ceder o rendirse using phrasal verb.
To give in.
Sobreestimar.
To overestimate.
Again.
To overestimate.
The opposite.
Underestimate.
Asentar la cabeza.
To settle down.
Good. Mantener o apoyar.
To support.
Good. Desenvolver.
To unwrap.
Good. Valioso.
Valuable.
Now, even though it's spelled valuable, you can say valuable. Valuable.
Valuable.
Very good. It's like valor, toro.
Valuable.
Very good. Sensible.
Sensitive.
Very good. Let's do a quick bit of practice before the break with... No, we don't have time. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with you in 4 minutes.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupobaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals. You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back to the program, and now it's just Sylvia by herself. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions. We're going to practice with both and neither. So if I say, for example, am I a monkey or an elephant, I want you to say you're neither or you're both, depending on the question. So am I a monkey or an elephant?
You are neither.
Very good. Am I answering questions or am I asking questions?
You are asking questions.
Am I asking you questions or am I giving you maths problems?
You are asking me questions.
Am I baking cookies or a cake?
Neither of...
No, you are doing neither.
You are doing neither.
Very good. Am I blowing my nose or sneezing?
You are doing neither.
Am I cooking or cleaning?
You are doing neither.
Am I brown-haired or red-haired?
You don't have neither.
You are neither.
You are neither.
Yeah. Am I drinking coffee or tea?
You are drinking neither.
Good. Am I brushing my teeth or my hair?
You are doing neither.
Am I buying lettuce or a cucumber? Am I buying... What's lettuce in Spanish?
Lettuce. Cartas.
No, lechuga.
Ah!
Am I buying lettuce or a cucumber?
You are doing neither.
What's a cucumber?
A cucumber.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Pepino.
Ah.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Am I playing the tambourine or the drums?
You are playing neither.
Very good. Am I chopping onions or carrots?
You are chopping neither.
Very good. Am I cooking an egg or baking a cake?
You are cooking neither.
Very good. Or you're doing neither. Yeah. Am I cleaning the bedroom or am I cleaning the bathroom?
You are cleaning neither.
Okay. No, you're doing neither.
You are doing neither.
If you use doing, you don't have to use either verb. Am I crying or laughing?
You are doing neither.
Am I cutting flowers or am I cutting paper?
You are doing neither.
Very good. Am I dialing or calling? What's dialing?
Dialing, to make a call when you...
Well, how do you say it in Spanish?
Marcar los números.
Very good. So am I dialing or calling?
You are doing neither.
Am I dreaming or singing?
You are doing neither.
Am I driving a bus or a truck?
You are doing neither.
Very good. Am I jumping or walking?
You are doing neither.
Very good, very good. Okay, now let's do a little bit more work on both and neither. Okay, but here I'm going to get you to answer with I'm. Are you laughing or crying?
I'm doing neither.
Are you learning Japanese are you learning Chinese or Japanese?
I'm doing neither.
Very good. Are you drinking milk or are you drinking Coke?
I'm doing neither.
Very good. Are you speaking in English or are you speaking in Spanish?
I'm speaking in English.
Very good. Are you blinking or winking? Are you blinking or winking?
I'm blinking.
Now, what's the difference between blinking and winking?
Blinking is with my two eyes.
And
winking just with one
eye. Very good. Are you having breakfast or lunch?
No, I'm doing neither.
Very good. Or I'm having neither.
I'm having neither.
Are you washing the dishes or are you washing clothes?
No, I'm not doing neither.
I'm not doing either.
I'm not doing neither.
I'm not doing either.
I'm not doing neither.
No, you're saying a double negative. I'm not doing either.
Ah, claro. I'm not doing neither. I'm not doing either.
Very good. Very good. Oh, okay. Do I drink Coke or Fanta? Do I drink Coke or Fanta? You drink both.
Ah, you drink both.
Very good. Again.
You drink both.
Do I have a keyboard or a screen? Both.
You have both.
Very good. Do I have a kitchen or a bathroom? Both.
You have both.
Very good. Do I have a twin sister or a twin brother?
You don't have either.
Very good. Or you have?
Oh, you have both.
I want you to say you have neither.
You don't have, you have neither.
Yeah, so you have, you don't have either or you have neither.
Oh, you have either.
Do I like fruit or vegetables? Both.
You like both. Yeah. You like either.
Mm-mm.
No, you like both.
Yep. Do I like sausages or sushi? Both.
You like both.
Very good. Do I prefer chocolate or strawberry ice cream? Both.
You prefer both.
Do I prefer rain or hail? What's hail or hailstone?
Granizo.
Yeah. Do I prefer rain or hail? Both.
You prefer both.
Again.
You prefer both.
Very good. Do I speak English or Irish? Both.
You speak both.
Very good. Do I speak Russian or Japanese?
You don't speak either.
Very good, very good. Do you fight or do you argue?
I do neither.
Very good. Do you have lions or tigers?
I prefer...
No, do you have lions or tigers?
No, I don't like...
Listen carefully. Do you have...
I don't have either.
Very good. Do you play the harp or the violin?
No, I don't play neither.
Carefully.
I play neither.
Yeah. Just stick with one form. I don't play either. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you drink coffee or tea?
I drink both.
Ask me.
Do you drink coffee or tea?
I drink both. Very good. Do you eat lunch or breakfast at night?
No, I don't have a breakfast or lunch at night.
Now I want you to use neither or either.
I don't have
either. Yeah, very good. Again.
I don't have either.
Very good. Do you have a brother or a sister?
I have a sister.
Very good. Do you like angry or mean people?
No, I don't like neither.
Careful.
I don't like either.
Good. Oh. Do you have a spa or a jacuzzi at home?
No, I don't have either.
Very good. Do you like monsters or ghosts?
I don't like either.
Very good. Do you like caterpillars or worms?
I like both.
Very good. All right. Do you play the piano or the violin?
I don't play either.
Very good. Do you play the violin or the trombone?
I don't play either.
Do you play the saxophone or the trombone?
I don't play either.
Do you prefer plus 50 degrees centigrade or minus 40 degrees centigrade?
Can you repeat for me, please?
Do you prefer plus 50 degrees centigrade temperature, Celsius centigrade, or minus 40 degrees centigrade?
I prefer hot. I prefer 50 degrees.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you prefer a bad book or a bad movie?
I prefer a bad movie.
Very good. Do you prefer bad food or bad movies?
I prefer food.
Now, do you prefer bad food or bad movies?
I prefer bad movies.
Very good. Do you prefer being sad or being angry?
I prefer being angry.
Very good. Do you prefer breaking an arm or breaking a leg?
I prefer breaking an arm.
Very good. Do you read novels or comics?
I read novels.
Very good. Do you read science fiction novels or poetry?
I read both.
Very good. Do you understand Hebrew or Esperanto?
I don't understand either.
Very good. Ask me if I watch Friends or How I Met Your Mother. Ask me.
How
do you watch?
Do you watch?
Friends.
Do you watch Friends?
Or
do you want Friends or Mother?
So there's a TV program called How I Met Your Mother and there's a TV program called Friends. So ask me if I watch Friends or How I Met Your Mother.
Do you prefer... Do you watch Friends or How I Met Your Mother?
Very good, I watch neither. Do you wear a kimono or a tracksuit?
I don't wear either.
Very good, okay. Now we're going to give you a little bit of Irish music, what we call a ballad, which is a song that tells a story. And it's by a poet called Patrick Kavanagh. The poem was originally called Raglan Road. This is a song sung by the Dubliners. The singer is a great guy called Luke Kelly, who died a long time ago. So we're going to play a little verse and then we go over the vocabulary. All right, take it away, Nacho.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day,
saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf.
Right, that song is called Raglan Road. It's originally a poem by Patrick Cavanagh that was sung by Luke Kelly and the Dubliners. Now, Raglan Road is actually a beautiful road in the middle of the south part of Dublin City. Raglan was an English lord, an English aristocrat, R-A-G-L-A-N. So he says, on Raglan Road on an autumn day, in the poem he says, I met her first and knew. In the song it says, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare. What's the verb to weave?
Tejer.
Yes, and a snare
is a
kind of trap. So it's a kind of trap. So he's saying that she was so beautiful. This was about a woman called Hilda O'Malley, who later married a famous Irish politician. She was very beautiful. And apparently it's about her, that this man was in love with her. So she would entrap him with her beauty. And he says that I might one day rue, R-U-E. The verb to rue is to regret something. I saw the danger, yet I walked along the enchanted way. How do you say enchanted?
Encantado.
Yes. And I said, let grief, what's grief? G-R-I-E-S.
Llorar, quejarse.
Yeah. Be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. So that's one of the greatest Irish voices of all Irish music, Luke Kelly and the Dubliners. The Dubliners are almost all dead now. I think there's just one of them left, but they were big in the Irish folk music scene in the 60s and huge in Ireland and huge in Germany, huge in the United States. They were very, very important. Okay, let's practice with both of us, neither of us. Who's sitting, you or me?
Both of us are sitting.
Who's happy, you or me?
Both of us are happy.
Who's smiling, you or me?
I am smiling.
All right, me.
And you?
Okay. Who's wearing jeans, you or me?
Neither of us is wearing jeans.
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 Yeah, but no, you can say neither of us or neither of us are. Both are right. Who's a woman, you or me?
I am a woman.
Good. Who has a microphone, you or me?
Both of us has a microphone.
Who has a pen, you or me?
Neither of us.
Both of us is more common to say both of us have. Both of us have a microphone.
Both of us have a microphone. Both of us have a microphone.
And again?
Both of us have a microphone.
Who has a pen, you or me?
Neither of us have a pen.
No, neither of us has, both of us have is most common. So neither of us has, both of us have. So who has a pen, you or me?
Neither of us has a pen.
Very good. Who has a telephone, you or me?
Both of us have a telephone.
And again?
Both of us have a telephone.
Who likes ice cream, you or me?
Both of us like ice creams.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Very good. Who has a sister, you or me?
Both of us have sisters.
Very good. Who's blonde, you or me?
I am blonde.
Okay. Who's in China, you or me?
Neither of us are in China.
Okay, yeah, neither of us are. Who's wearing a pink dress, you or me?
Neither of us is wearing a pink dress. Pink dress.
Dress.
Pink dress.
Good. Who likes spiders, you or me? I do.
Both of us like spiders.
Who's French, you or me?
Neither of us is French.
Who's 2 meters tall, you or me? Who's 2 meters tall?
Neither of us is 2 meters tall. Tall.
No, you say tall-d. Tall.
Tall.
Yes, again?
Neither of us is 2 meters tall.
Good. Who's standing, you or me?
Neither of us is standing.
Who's drinking coffee during the show, you or me?
Neither of us is drinking coffee. Neither of us is drinking coffee during the show.
Who's crying, you or me?
Neither of us is crying.
who drives to class, you or me?
You drive the class.
No. Who drives to class?
Neither of us drive to class.
Very good. Who has breakfast at 9 p.m., you or me?
Neither of us have a breakfast.
As is better.
Neither of us has a breakfast at 9 p.m.
Who has a cat, you or me?
Neither of us has a cat.
Very good. Who's angry, you or me?
Neither of us is angry.
Very good. Who's Japanese, you or me?
Neither of us is Japanese.
Japanese. One more time.
Neither of us is Japanese.
Neither of us is Japanese.
Neither of us is Japanese.
Very good. Now, I'm going to ask you questions with going to. I just simply want you to answer with going to. Are you going to go to the beach in 2 weeks?
No, I'm not going to the beach in 2 weeks.
Now listen carefully. Are you going to go to the beach in 2 weeks?
No, I'm not going to go to the beach in 2 weeks.
Are you going to come here tomorrow?
No, I'm not going to come here tomorrow.
Are you going to go shopping on Sunday?
No, I'm not going to go shopping on Sunday.
Careful with the I'm.
No, I'm not going to go shopping on Sunday.
Are you going to play sports tomorrow?
No, I'm not going to play sports tomorrow.
Are you going to travel to New York next week?
To travel to New York in 2 weeks.
Are you going to travel to New York next week?
No, I'm not going to travel to New York next week.
Good. Are you going to go to bed early today? Are you going to go to bed early today?
No, I'm not going to go to bed early tonight.
Very good. Are you going to read tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read tonight.
Good. Are you going to paint your nails later?
No, I'm not going to paint my nails later.
Good. Are you going to have breakfast later?
No, I'm not going to have breakfast later.
Are you going to watch TV later?
No, I'm not going to watch TV later.
Are we going to travel to New York in the summer?
No, we are not going to travel to New York this summer.
Okay. Are we going to listen to each other tomorrow?
I'm going to listen to you tomorrow.
Okay. Are there going to be elections in April?
Yes, there are going to be elections in April.
Am I going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, you are going to be here tomorrow.
Again?
Yes, you are going to be here tomorrow.
Am I going to Venice this weekend?
No, you are not going to Venice this weekend.
Weekend. And repeat.
No, you are not going to Venice this weekend.
Am I going to teach you Irish on the next show?
No, you are not going to teach me Irish in the next show.
On the next show.
On the next show.
Next.
Next show.
Good. Am I going to have lunch after the show?
No, you are not going to have lunch after the show.
Ask me if I'm going to play poker this weekend.
Are you going to play poker during this weekend?
This weekend.
Are you going to play poker this weekend?
Very good. Let's review the vocabulary we did earlier. Ready? Mm. Okay. Untimo.
Aripov.
Belración.
I forgot.
How do you say subir?
Up.
No, another way, a more formal way.
Lift.
Another way. Like subir.
Raise.
Yes.
Raise.
Up.
Up, raise.
Appraisal.
Appraisal. Appraisal.
Good. Guarda, espaldas.
Bodyguard.
Hormigón.
Concrete.
Hormiguero.
Anthill.
Callejón sin salida.
Detén.
Dead end. And in British and Irish English?
Cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Borde.
Edge.
Good. Solo mio, American English.
Filet mignon.
Yeah.
Can you say roast beef?
No, roast beef is the full big joint of this would be, so filet mignon is like a steak.
Mm.
A thin steak. But roast beef would be the big joint of meat. Yeah. ajetreado. Think of Hector. How do you say Hector in English?
Hectic.
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 Again?
Hectic.
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 Good. Impuesto sobre la renta.
Tax return. Income and return. Income tax.
Good. And declaración de la renta?
Return tax. Tax return.
Tax.
Tax return.
So, impuesto sobre la renta?
Income tax.
Again.
Income tax.
Declaración sobre la renta.
Tax return.
Very good. Probabilidad.
Likelihood.
Tonterías.
Nonsense.
Rentable.
Profitable.
Good. Enseguida.
Right now.
Or?
Right away.
Very good. Hasta la vista.
So long.
Good. Soberbio o excelente.
Superb.
Good. La peste.
Plague.
Yeah, la peste.
The plague.
Good. Adjudicar, premiar.
To award.
Award. Good. Contar con.
To count on.
Yes. Ceder o rendirse using phrasal verb. Very good. Sobreestimar.
To overestimate.
Good again.
To overestimate.
Good. And the opposite?
To underestimate.
Good. Asentar la cabeza.
To settle down.
Good. Mantener o apoyar.
To support.
Desenvolver.
To unwrap.
And envolver.
To wrap.
And spell wrap in this case.
W-R-A-P.
Good. Valioso.
Valuable.
Sensible.
Sensitive.
Impuesto sobre renta.
Return en impuesto sobre la renta. Income tax.
Again.
Income tax.
And declaración de la renta.
Tax return.
Yep. Impuesto sobre la renta.
Income tax.
Good. Declaración de la renta.
Return tax. Tax return.
Yeah, tax. Tax.
Tax return.
Good. Now, desenvolver.
To unwrap.
Envolver.
Wrap. To
and,
wrap.
Yeah, and how do you spell it?
W-R-A-P.
Good. Now, let's review the translation as we did at the beginning. ¿Qué estás haciendo?
What are you doing?
¿Con qué frecuencia haces eso?
How often do you do that?
¿Entiendes por qué le estoy buscando?
Do you understand why I'm looking for him?
Siempre le estás buscando.
You are always looking for him.
Es porque siempre necesito encontrarle.
It's why I need to...
No, es porque.
It's why...
Not why.
It's because I need to find him.
Almost. Es porque siempre necesito encontrarle.
It's because I always need to find him.
¿Qué es lo que necesito? Sorry. ¿Qué es lo que necesita tu hermano?
What does your brother need?
Good. No estoy hablando contigo.
I'm not talking to you.
¿Qué te pasa?
What's the matter with you?
Todo el mundo quiere saber por qué.
Everyone wants to know why.
Es una reacción normal.
It's a normal reaction.
¿Qué crees que va a pasar?
What do you think is going to happen?
Again.
What do you think is going to happen?
Good. No va a pasar nada.
Nothing is going to happen.
No me des problemas.
Don't cause me problems.
Very good. ¿Qué quieres decir?
What do you mean?
Good. ¿Por qué me estás mirando?
Why are you looking at me?
¿Crees que él va a venir?
Do you think he's coming?
Do you think he's going to come? Very good. No sé qué creer.
I don't know what to think.
Again.
I don't know what to think.
One more time.
I don't know what to think.
Very good. ¿Por qué no nos lo piden?
Why don't they ask us for it?
Very good. Nunca piden cosas a la gente.
They never ask people for things.
Good. Siempre piden vino primero.
They always order wine first.
Good, and again.
They always order wine first.
No tengo nada.
I don't have anything.
Good. Same sentence with nothing.
I have nothing.
Very good. Tengo todo.
I have all. I have everything. Very I have
good.
Everything.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Now, ese es el que se rompe fácilmente.
That's the one that breaks easily.
Good. And again.
That's the one that breaks easily.
No funciona.
It doesn't work.
Pronounce the T and doesn't.
It doesn't work.
Good. Estas cosas nunca funcionan.
These things never work.
Very good. Funcionan si las tratas bien.
They work if you treat them well.
Very good. Now we're going to do a very, very quick thing on just yes, I do, no, I don't. Very fast. Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
Do you have a cat?
No, I don't.
Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a motorbike?
No, I don't.
Do you have a hobby?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a sister?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a bed?
No, I don't.
A bed?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you have a dishwasher?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a washing machine?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a printer?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a pillow?
No, I don't.
You don't have a pillow?
No, I don't use it.
Okay, very good. Do you have a candle?
Yes, anywhere, I suppose. A candle?
Yeah, somewhere. I have one somewhere.
I have somewhere.
I have one somewhere.
I have somewhere.
I have one somewhere.
I have one somewhere.
Very good, very Sorry. Good. Very good, Silvia. That's it for today, folks. Stay tuned for Alberto Alonso, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello.